I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Amen. He never fails. Jesus never fails forevermore. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. Oh, Jesus never fails forevermore. Oh, yes, I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails forevermore. Hallelujah. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails forevermore. One more time. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails forevermore. Father, we thank you for this hour. Bless the word you are going to teach us to this morning, Lord. Open our understanding. Quicken us by your spirit, Lord, so that we will be geared up to go forth and act also on your behalf. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise ye the Lord! Last week, our brother, our pastor, was talking about faith, with faith and praise. And I just said, what the Lord said, continue in that same rhythm. Now, I'm good, because we can talk on faith on so many dimensions. Faith and patience, they all work together. Faith and love, they all work together. Faith and praise. Now, the Lord said, faith. I'm going to borrow this from our late brother Frisbee. He said, faith with action is believing. Amen. I don't know whether you all can remember that book that he wrote, and he mentioned it. The Lord just gave me that to say that faith with action is believing. Amen. So that is what I'm going to talk about today, is the action part of it. Amen. And I said action. And the Lord told me that, remember, let's just go through the scriptures and see all of those men and women of faith, how they acted that brought the results. So I'm going to point to some actions and see. And as you see those things, you think about yourself, situations where maybe it's the action that you didn't implement, that didn't allow you to get that result you were expecting. Amen? So that is what I'm going to talk about, with the action. And we're going to talk on different testimonies of the men of old, even the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I'm going to divide it into two. The action of those men and women that received the miracles. That is, there is their faith, and this is what they, how the steps they took to get the miracle. That is the action we are talking about. When we say with faith without works is dead, that is the work we are talking about. Is the action part of it, is the work. And I want to talk about the action of those prophets and ministers that gave miracles, because there are two different actions. Now, if you are the one want to receive a miracle for yourself, there are some actions you have to take with your faith. But if you are the minister, or all of us wanting to be potential minister, we want to go forth and raise the dead, make the lame to walk, make the blind to see, there are some actions you as the minister have to take. With the faith, you want to use your faith to help somebody, there must be some steps you have. God is also going to look for your own steps. Amen. So those are the actions of faith I'm talking about. And the Lord said, preach on that. So I'm going to just go through. It's going to be like teaching. I'll go through each individual's examples of faith that we see here in the Bible and analyze their actions. So that you can see, hey, maybe I should do that also if I'm looking for something like this. Take, for example, Abraham. Amen? You know the story of Abraham. I always like to give this as kind of, if even though we didn't see it written down like that, you know Abraham was promised by God that he was going to have a child when he was already old. I always try to imagine this. Imagine it yourself. If God told you that you are going to have a child and you are already old, what are the steps you should take to show that you really believe that? And I said, well, just like anybody that is expecting a baby, maybe Abraham should begin to look for a crib. He said, well, it took 25 years, though, before the baby came. But to show in his side that he is preparing for a baby, maybe he should go and look for cribs and baby clothes and so on. That is an action that I always imagine. I say, well, in that case, if I am expecting something from the Lord, and I have prayed and I have believed it, maybe I should begin to do something also. So actions of faith like that is what I'm going to talk about. Let's take an example first from the Bible. 2 Kings chapter 5. Wait a minute. Lord said, go back to Mark chapter 5. Let me start from the Lord Jesus himself. Mark chapter 5. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, this is the story of the Lord Jesus Christ was called by somebody. Like I said, I'm going to divide it into the faith of those that received the miracle and then the faith of the ministers that gave the miracle. I start from those that the faith of those that received miracle. Here is Mark chapter 5, verse 39. Let me start from the faith of this woman that came to the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 27. You all know this story, so it's not going to be something new, but I'm going to read a little part of it and then jump to the verse I really want to zero in. Here is the story of the woman that came behind the Lord Jesus Christ when he was in the crowd. And a certain, verse 25, start from verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Amen? Now, you know the story of this woman. Just imagine a crowd following one called Rabbi. And he had heard stories that this man was so great that even people were touching his clothes and they were getting miracles. So she believed in herself that if I but can touch the hem of his garment. That is the action of faith. That is not the action yet, because I'm going to read that verse again. Here is what he said. Yeah, so many things. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press and touched. For she said, verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Amen? So you know that, well, she had believed. She heard. Like all of us were hearing testimony, we are hearing miracles in the Bible. So she heard, she believed. Okay, now she added to act. She said, well, if I can also touch the hem of his garment, I also will be made whole. That's a good step. That's a good faith. But you have to do something more than just believe in your heart. Why? Because here she had to take some steps. The steps, one of the steps, you can imagine it. There's a rabbi coming. First of all, she has to stand in the street and look for, this is the crowd coming. This is the rabbi. Which of them is Jesus? She has to first identify him. So she found out, that man that was in the white flowing garment with the hair long like this. So she knew him. She was trying to go to touch. Now she saw a crowd. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ was followed by 12 empty men, along with the crowd of curious lookers, no? People that just wanted to know who is this man of Galilee, and then the others. So there was a crowd, but this woman had to take steps of faith. That is what we are talking about. Faith with action is believing. So first thing about that, she has to push herself through the crowd. Those are steps. She could have said, it's too much crowd, and gave up. If she had given up, she wouldn't have received any miracle. Amen? But she pressed through. That is action. That is action. Then she touched, and that also is action. So you have to remember, when we are talking about the action of faith, those are the things God is looking for. And look at what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ stopping and saying, who touched my clothes? It's because he wanted to teach us something. Amen? He wanted to teach the crowd and generations to come something about what faith really is. That's why he said, who touched my clothes? The woman has already received a miracle. Once he touched, the Bible said, for she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be healed. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. So she already got the miracle. So the whole scenario of, who touched my clothes? That's because the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to show to the rest of the crowd what faith really is. And to we that are going to read it later, how to exercise our faith with action. Amen? So the title of this sermon is what? The actions of faith. Faith with the action is believing. Amen. So that is the first example of it. Now you know the rest of the story. The woman came forward and confessed that this is why she did it. And she got a miracle. And the Lord Jesus Christ said in verse 34, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Praise the Lord. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Praise ye the Lord. That is what the action of faith is. Amen. Now I'm going to jump to another action of faith here. Let's talk about Naaman the leper. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman the leper. So when we talk about action of faith, think of what is the action I should, if I want something like this, what step should I take? That God will recognize that this man really believed this thing. 2 Kings chapter 5. Faith with action. We know many of us know the story of Naaman. He was a general in the army of Syria. And he was leprous. And one young lady that was a servant said, if this my master could go and meet the prophet in Samaria, he will be cleansed of his leprosy. Well, that was, and the Naaman believed, and all these people, they believed that, okay, there was a prophet somewhere in that place called Samaria, if we can send him. So the king of Syria even believed, well, let's send you over there and go see. So, action of faith is, he had to go to the way we are talking about. He had to take the steps and go and meet this prophet. Amen. Praise to the Lord. So, your action may be, take one step, move. You heard that something is happening, or you heard that you're going to take some steps. And the action of Naaman is, for the first time, he went, even brought some money, and he got to this place. And they went in the wrong direction. You all remember the story? He went to the king of Israel. The king said, no, this man, I don't do miracles like this. And the prophet said, send him to come over to me. So we know about the actions, that he had to go many miles. That's some action. Then the last part of it, you know the story, he went there and the prophet gave him some ridiculous things to do. And he almost got mad. But his servants, thank God for those that believe with you. Amen? Thank God for those that might believe with you, because sometimes it may be your help. That may be the help, because suppose he went with some other unbelievers that say, I told you this is nuts. Traveling all this place, just wasted our time, and he will have gone back. So, the Bible always says something. There's a Bible proverb that said, birds of the same feathers flock together. You better know your friends. So, that's just by the way. But this man, he wanted to go back in anger. And this man said, hey, if the prophet of God had told you to do something worse than this, or mightier than this, climb this mountain, you will do it. Why not just go into the water? Oh, the water is muddy. Well, just do it. So, we all know the story. Now, he acted action of faith. And the Lord performed the miracle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That little steps is what I'm talking about. And I'm going to give life examples. Real life examples. So that you may say, oh gee, all these men in the Old Testament, all these men of the Bible, look like they were different. That was how we were believing when I was little. We read about those stories. We said, oh, God did wonders in those days. And then we said, oh, well, they were no sinners then. We were so sinful nowadays. God does not listen to us. God still listens to us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God still listens to us. So don't imagine in your mind that, well, we were so sinful. God does not listen to us. But in the days of Abraham, oh, miracles happened. In the days of David, oh, in the days of all these prophets, Elijah was there. That's why it happened. No, it's not because Elisha was there that it happened. It is because God is still good then and is still good now. So what happened then can still happen now. Praise the Lord. So that is the part of it that you have to know. But you have to act with your faith. Praise the Lord. Let me give another example. We talk of the Old Testament. Let's come back again to the New Testament. and talk of the story of this woman that died in the Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles chapter 9. Open with me to Acts of the Apostles chapter 9. This was the story of Peter. Apostle Peter went around visiting the brethren in some different towns. And in another town way over there called Joppa, there was a believer that passed away, a woman called Dorcas. So she died. And they were ready to bury her, washed her up, and then they heard, almost like timing, good timing, that Apostle Peter was in another city, not too far away. Jerusalem was far away, but Apostle Peter is like, we are here. Apostle, I just come to Tempe. Something like that. So they heard that Apostle Peter was around. So they were, let's not bury her yet. Amen? So somehow faith is going to work. But faith has to do some action. These elders, you know that burying the dead, actually, woman, the men would have, they normally would do the steps and wash the woman up and ready to bury her. Then they heard this story. But because they have to exercise their faith, they went, let's not bury her yet. Let's just keep Apostle Peter. So they sent to leader where Peter was. Acts of the Apostles chapter 9. Let's read it. Verse 38 is where I'll be going later, but let's see where we want to start. The action of faith. These men have to take some action. If they have said, we don't know. Nobody has. Since Christ left, we are not sure whether this raising of the dead is ever happened. Well, let's just bury her anyway. No, they wanted to. Let's give one more chance to God. Chapter 9, verse 38. Actually, that's Peter has done a lot of miracles in some other cities. Here he comes. Verse 30. And as much as leader. From verse 37, and it came to pass in those days that she was sick, Dorcas, as Tabitha, in verse 36, there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and arms this which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. Verse 38, and as much as later was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them quickly. So what are we saying? These brethren, they stopped from bearing this woman and said, let's call for Peter. We don't know what God will do, but let's call for Peter. And that is the action. So they have to go to the next town, call Peter, told him about this sudden death that happened in their midst, and Peter came with them. Praise the Lord. God is looking for action. There must be actions of faith. Somebody may say, well, remember there was something like that in those days, and we sang and we prayed and prayed, nothing happened. We finally just gave up. If we come before the Lord in the end, I can tell you this. If we shall come before the Lord in the end and say, Lord, but we prayed. There was a time one person was dying. We prayed and prayed and prayed, Lord. We exercised our faith. Why, Lord? And the Lord will still point to something you missed. Amen? Because there is no unrighteousness with God. I can tell you that the Lord will point to something that, hey, you did and did and did, but look at that. And we all be before him. We all be dumbfounded. Why? Because he's just in everything he does. But we have to analyze this thing and search ourselves and see what is missing in any step that we are taking. Like this man, like we just mentioned, Naaman, he could have said, I believed, I went there, but this man told me ridiculous thing, and that's why I went back. And he will have lost that miracle. Okay. And step by step, we come back and analyze these things that happen and how the Lord performed these miracles and what is, if there's any failure, what could be the cause of that failure. But we know the whole story of this act of the apostles. Apostle Peter came by, saw this host, and said, everybody get out. He sent them out. And Apostle Peter knelt down, and prayed. And when he got it through in the spirit, he rose up and said, Tabitha. Because the Lord had told him to call her. And the woman opened her eyes. Amen. And that was how the woman was raised back to life. Praise the Lord. And then the glory was for the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. That is action. What are the actions there? Just think about it. It takes some steps for them to go all the way to the next town called Peter. Those are actions of faith. And there will be many opposition to those actions. There will be some, like our brother preached some day, say, There could be a voice of reasoning, voice of doubt that could say, oh, no, wait a minute. This fellow, like, you remember the story when the Lord Jesus came to raise up Lazarus? I'm going to get to that in a few minutes, because there's also the, like I said, the action of the man that wants to perform the wonders also. But voice of faith is going to be speaking. That may be what made them say, let's send for Peter. And they said, well, let's send. But there will also be a voice of doubt that could come back and say, wait a minute, oh, why are we going to waste our time sending for Peter? This woman has been there 2 days. Now let's just go ahead and do this. Voice of reasoning can come in, or voice of doubt, which we must shut it down immediately and give God a chance. Give God all the room he needs. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to give a testimony of situations like that where voice of reasoning will come in and voice of doubt will come in, but you just have to shut down all those voices and act. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith with action is believing. Amen? Can we say that? Faith with action is believing. And that's what James was saying. James said, you believe. He said, show me your faith without your works. That is the work I'm talking about now. And I will show you my faith by my work. Amen? But let me give a quick example that we can relate to, because we are talking about genes, the OG, or whatever, have a situation like that. Let me tell you a situation that you and I may have, that perhaps when you see that, hey, wait a minute, that is how my action should be. Then you know what I'm talking about, because bring it back to home, closer to home. Amen? There's an example. Many years ago, I was in a place where I had to go and drive to a distance and then stop my car and go by foot, at least a mile. And I got to this place, as I was driving my car, this is way in Nigeria, I got to this place, and I was parking my car, and I saw the wind was blowing and the clouds was very heavy. It's going to rain. I said, yeah, but I have to walk 1 mile because the car can't get that far. Almost a mile. Well, faith, the voice of faith will tell you one thing. Hey, you are a believer, you are a minister. Just command the rain not to stop. So I prayed before I started. Stop my car. You rain, you will not run. You know, falling off this rain until I go and come back. That's voice of faith. And as I removed the key and I was to get out of the car, the voice of reasoning just told me, Brother Julius, you have an umbrella. I always have umbrella under my seat. Why? Because, you know, rain, you are used to that. It's natural. But I forgot about the umbrella when I was doing all this command. But I was about to step out of the car. The voice of reasoning just said, oh, by the way, your umbrella is under the seat. So, oh, yeah, I just remember that. So I pick it up. Then the Lord, trying to help my faith, just spoke to me and said, if you take that umbrella, you just nullify the prayer. Now I was in a strait between two. So I just have to drop the umbrella and use what they call bold faith. It's called damn the consequence. That's what I always call that. I said, this is damn the consequence faith. So I dropped that umbrella and I said, if I'm going to be drenched, I'm going to be drenched. But I have said no rain. So I kept walking. The wind was still blowing and the cloud was heavy. And I went, came back, and there was no rain. It marked something in my heart, because there are very few occasions when the Lord spoke like that. But why the Lord allowed that is to make you to understand what doubt is. It was making me to understand what doubt is. But what is my action there? The action of faith is what we are talking about. The action of faith said, well, decree, where anybody can decree. But I was about to step out, and the voice of doubt also said, wait a minute, but there's another alternative. It's umbrella. And I took it, I took the umbrella, but the Lord wanted to help my faith, reminded me that, hey, if you take the umbrella, you nullify the faith. Now, action, that's where I was thinking, what is your action going to be? My action is to say, no, I drop this and I'm ready to walk. Amen? Faith with action is believing. Amen. That's how we said it when he said the believing part is a continuous motion. It's a present tense. Present continuous. That is, you have to keep on walking no matter what happens. Let's say, oh, suppose the rain fell. Oh, yeah, well, it didn't fall on that day. It could have fallen and I will be drenched. Many people have done that. That is the fate of men in the Bible. That the Bible says, go and read the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Some laid their lives for the faith. They were killed. They were beheaded. They were sawn asunder. Why? But God still called them men of faith. Amen? But if we are trying to save your life, trying to save my clothes from the rain, if I was trying to save my clothes from the rain, I'd become not a man of faith. Amen? Because God is saying there are some that he may not even show up, but they lay down their lives, preferring a better resurrection. That was what God is telling us. But faith must be followed with that action. When you combine both of them, God said, I'm pleased. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let me give another example. The Shunammite woman, 2 Kings chapter 4. Let's go to that. You know, the Bible is full of this, but you see, many people talk about this faith, they never remember the steps these people took to get this thing. And that's what I'm pointing out to all of us here. Those steps are critical or nothing happens. Those steps are critical or nothing will happen. Because we always talk about we want these things to happen, but if you don't remember that they took some steps, that God said, your faith made you. Christ told that woman, thy faith has made you. To that other man, thy faith is their faith. But it's the faith that acted that made them whole. And we have the faith, it's inside there. But the action must show forth that we have that faith. Because God is looking for that action. Amen. This Shunammite woman, many of us that have read the Bible very well, we know the story of this woman. 2 Kings chapter 4. And this is the story of Elisha the prophet. She always comes to that town. That woman, maybe for kindness or something, just saw this man, a man of God, and gave him food. Maybe the woman was kind of a restaurant owner, like in our days, a booker woman that has, oh, a man of God, sit down, oh, food. I say, I want to pay for it. No, it's for free. And she will come, Elisha will come, and the woman will feed him, and his brother, and his servant. Until the woman says, maybe this woman would like to sleep overnight. So he said, well, let's make a place for, say, maybe they became friend. Let's call that way. Let's call it family friend with Elisha the prophet. So all of those have nothing to do with the faith, except Elisha realized that, hey, this woman has been blessing us. Let's bless the woman back. And Elisha blessed the woman by praying for a baby, because they said the woman has no child. So Elisha blessed the woman with the baby. And the baby came finally. But the woman said, oh, don't deceive me now. So the woman had a baby, and the baby grew up. Maybe after some years, the baby was a little boy. And that's the story where we are going. Faith with action. Verse 14. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 14. That was where the woman was being blessed back by Elisha. And then we go to verse 17. The woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha said. And when the child was growing, verse 18, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that this boy went out to his father to the reapers. Then he said to his father, my head. And his father said, well, carry him to his mom. He's too hot. When he had taken him, he brought him to his mother, and he sat on her knees till noon, and the boy died. Now we are talking about the action of faith. This woman believed that this miracle of this boy even came from this prophet. So he was rejoicing in the fact that the prophet prayed and the miracle happened. He said, gee, I don't want a five-year-old miracle. I want permanent, not a baby for 5 years. Enjoy it for 5 years and the baby died. So that's why she was saying, don't deceive me. Now she was furious when the baby died, maybe 5 year-old boy or something like that. Verse 21. So she went and laid him on the bed of the man of God. The man of God have a room in their house. But the man of God only come once in a while, so they reserved that room. So she just went and said, hey, let's put the baby right there in this bed. And she locked the door and shut the door upon him and went out. Verse 22. And she called unto her husband. Now, step by step action that this woman is taking is what we are trying to analyze here. Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And her husband said, wherefore wilt thou go to him? The man didn't know that anything had happened. He just thought the boy was too hot outside. Well, take him to his mother. And 1 hour, 2 hours later, the baby died. I said, why are you going to the man of God? And he said, it shall be well. Amen? steps of faith. Then she added, she saddled the ass, said unto the servant, drive and go forward, slack not thy riding for me, except I be thee. So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. Came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off, and she said, Gehazi, to his servant, Gehazi, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Now you have to remember, just me point something out right here, real quick. God is almighty. Amen. He's suffering also. Suffering means he does what he will. Elisha will tell us right here. God didn't tell Elisha anything about these things. And that's Elisha was revealing this to us. Run now, I pray thee, to meet this, to meet this woman, bitter. And said unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? Elisha could sense that this is not a time for somebody to come and, it's not like coming to church. You don't come to church on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. If there's any church, that's what it looks like to them there. Because Elisha, they say only go to the prophet or to the sanctuary to sacrifice. There's a special time everybody go. You saw a woman coming that normally won't come. You say, something is wrong. Say, go and ask her, is it her husband or her son? Because those are two people in her life. And the woman said, it's well. She just kept it in until she got to Elisha. And when she came to the man, verse 27, when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away, and the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord has hid it from me and has not told me. So we might say, I'm the bride. God must tell me everything. God has the right not to tell you anything, everything. So Elisha just told us that God said, I will not tell Elisha. Let's see how Elisha will react here. And the woman came and said, have I, verse 20, then he said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Well, that straight away means Elisha knew now is this boy that is having a problem. So Elisha said, oh, let me send Gehazi quickly to go and do the miracle. In the end, go and read the rest of the story so I don't prolong this. The steps of this woman is what we are talking, the actions of faith. Amen? You must be ready to take those actions against all odds. Because God is watching for those actions. He's looking. Sometimes God waits till the end of the rope. He gave you a long rope and God waits right here. This is where the end of the rope is, and he wants to see that you hang in till the end before he shows up. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. God waits sometimes to the end, because sometimes we want to exercise faith. Like Christ said in his sermon, he said, strive to enter in at the door. It's a straight door. He said, because some will seek to enter in and they will not be able. They just seek and it's too hard. They give up. But God is waiting till the end right here. And that is where he is going to perform the miracle. Let me remind you another testimony. Praise the Lord. Because from this example, you get the nugget of what I'm trying to say. Because sometimes we look at the old testimonies as if they are great men in those days. And we are not. No, God is saying he is the great one. And if you walk with him, the same simple faith and action, he said he will do the same thing. We just have to hang in there and understand that sometimes this will hang in there till the end. That this woman, she went to Elisha. She stayed there, and Elisha was trying to send someone. Said, no, I'm not going to leave you. She wanted to see that baby alive while Elisha was the one doing it. So Elisha followed the woman. They went to the house. Elisha had to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. That action is also action. Remember that. Elisha was not a magician. Just come there and just say, wake up. And the boy wake up. It didn't happen that way. It did not happen that way. Well, it could have happened that way if he was Jesus. Amen? But he was not Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus Christ just came and just, in many occasions, you can read all these examples of the Lord. He just lifted the little girl and the baby woke up. The Lord Jesus Christ stopped a procession that are going to the graveyard and he just touched the bier. That's what the thing they carried, the young man. He said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And the man arose. So we know all those examples, but I'm going to talk about the faith of all those other million stars of God in a moment. But let's talk about the faith of the women, the men that were getting this miracle by hanging in their tough. Amen? By standing, by acting on their faith, action of faith. That's what Apostle Paul was saying, that women receive their dead raised back to life again. But it's because they hold on to that rope that God has given to them. God is waiting at the end of the rope. If you will hang in there, keep pulling, keep pulling, keep pulling, then God says, now you are good. Praise the Lord. Faith with action is believing. It reminded me of a testimony of long time ago, also in Nigeria, where we were praying for this little child. That's just to know that sometimes we have to hold tough. Praying for this little child that was convulsed, ready to give up, and we held, we are crying, and Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Looked like 10 minutes, whether it's 15 minutes or 10 minutes, just hanging in there and praying, and looked like no hope. But the Lord was waiting. Someone said, should I wait 5 minutes? Should I pray 10 minutes? Should I pray 15 minutes? How long? Well, I don't know. Just we hang in there. Praise the Lord. Until if you want, you give up and nothing happens, well, maybe you can give up. But if you want to hang in there, you just have to hang in there. So there's no prescription that it has to be 10 minutes, or it has to be 5 minutes, or it has to be 1 hour. How long should I pray? How long will I wait? How long will I exercise? How long should I hold on? No prescription. But we prayed and prayed, and I was not the only one there. I was the father of the baby there. We were holding the mouth of the baby and praying and praying and praying until the miracle happened. Praise the Lord. And the miracle will happen because God is looking for something. And when he sees what he's looking for, he performs the wonders. But let's go again to the story of this fellow. John chapter 4, verse 46. We're talking about the actions of faith. Actions of faith. Open to John chapter 4. Let's look at the story of this man that came looking for Jesus. Verse 46. There was a certain nobleman, he was called, from Capernaum. And you have to remember, all of you that know Bible scholars, the Lord Jesus Christ was actually based in Capernaum. But he will go to towns and towns, sometimes never come back for weeks. And this nobleman was in Capernaum. Maybe he believed, maybe he was silent believer. They call him a nobleman, means one of the rich people or the excellent, one of those rulers in that town. But he has a son that was sick. But Jesus Christ had been gone for months. All of them, you have to remember, the first time the Lord Jesus Christ performed the miracle, it was in Capernaum, that they said the whole town was gathered at the doors. But now this time, many months later or many years later, this nobleman has a son that is sick. Verse 46, let's read. Jesus just came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water of wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son. For he was at the point of death. Now you have to see, that's action of faith. If he said he believed, he has been nursing this boy for days, months, and look like this thing is getting worse and worse. We've been thinking, oh gee, they said this rabbi has gone all the way to Judea. Judea to them, then maybe to us now, it's like, oh, how far is Judea from Galilee? I don't think it's about 30 miles away. To us, that's, you can even call on the phone. But in those generations, it takes them days to walk. So he was hoping that this rabbi will come back to Capernaum. And now he heard that he's already come out of Galilee. Judea is now in Galilee, which is like it's back in the county. So he went looking for the Messiah, for the Lord Jesus Christ. So he got to him. I was going to tell him that, come and heal my son that is at the point of death. And look at what the Lord Jesus said to him. Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. And the old man said unto Jesus, sir, come down before my child die. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. Now, where is the action of faith now? The man said, the Bible said, and the man believed the word of the Lord Jesus Christ as he had spoken to him, and he went his way. So, when we are talking about action, he has taken the first action to go look for the rabbi. And he saw the Lord Jesus Christ. And he asked. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, well, you are looking for signs and wonders. If you don't see one, you won't believe. Sir, please come. Okay, just go. So he believed. And then he took the steps to just go, as the master said. That is action of faith. He could have said, but come. I see, believe you have to lay your hand upon him before this thing happens. No. He believed and he took the steps and started going back home. And that is the action of faith. The Bible said, by the time he was on his way, his servant said, oh, your son, leave it. Faith with the action is believing. We got to take those steps as the Lord as revealing to us. Whatever is your own step. I remember the steps of some people in those days. They said, I know the story of a woman. They said she was asking for a husband. And she started having faith. She, the Bible and the story said, the woman was asking for a husband. She's getting later in the age of a lady. And she said, she was going to use faith. She started getting a wardrobe full of men's clothes. And said, a man is coming to be wearing this clothes. That's action of faith. Praise the Lord. Faith with action is believing. So what we are talking about, action of faith, is all those small, small steps. And God is looking for those type of steps. He wanted to see that we are manifesting it. Amen. Here's another example. This wife of the son of prophet, 2 Kings chapter 4. The story of Elisha again. 2 Kings chapter 4. Here is a woman that her husband passed away, and her husband was a man of God. And there was Elisha the prophet that her husband was more or less following or walking with Elisha the prophet. And then the woman realized that they had death. The man had death before he passed away. And the woman now being responsible for this, the creditors came by to ask for the death, or they would take the boy, the little babies away and become servants or slaves. If you can't pay, maybe they can take those boys to work for their father's death. So this woman ran to the prophet Elisha to beg for help, whatever way. Verse chapter 4. Now it's verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? She said, thy handmaid has not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then Elisha was telling this woman, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. And she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. And she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and leave thou and thy children on the rest. We all know the story of this miracle that happened for this woman. But what you have to remember that she took those steps. Those are the steps of the action that we are talking, the steps of faith that she has to take. After she went to the man and said, well, go, this is what we are going to do. We're going to have to perform miracle. Go get vessels of empty vessels and then pour this oil here. She was the one that acted the miracle at the mouth of the man of God. But those actions, God wanted to see that she believes. If she believes, she's going to take the steps that the man said. In fact, the first step that she even went to the man, maybe to get for borrow some money, or man of God, help me some money here to pay this debt. Man said, okay, this is the miracle you're going to do. God can still do these miracles, but he wants to see those actions of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those are all the small, small actions of faith that I'm talking about. Now let's talk about some actions of faith of men of God, that we want to be men of God. We want to perform wonders ourselves or give miracles to other people. Let's see some actions that we may have to do that God also wants to see from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. John chapter 11. Let's look at the actions that the Lord Jesus Christ put in that performed the miracle. And those are critical part of the action that we need to remember. In John chapter 8, chapter 11, verse 39, we see when the Lord Jesus came to raise up Lazarus. All these things that he was saying before he even called the Lazarus out of the grave may be steps, actions. Because I'm going to make you to see this thing right now. If you say, I believe, and you go in there, I'm going to raise this boy back to life, you're going with that strong faith, do you know that the Holy Ghost that is going to do this thing may give you some steps to do? Some steps. Let me take you to the one that the Lord Jesus Christ used in Mark chapter 5, verse 39. After the Lord came to this place where all these people were crying and mourning and yelling and screaming for the boy, the girl that just died, and the Lord Jesus Christ came, what do you think? He first told these mourners. That's an action. You have to remember that. That is an action that the Lord has to do. And if the Holy Ghost tells you to take that action and you say, well, until I raise this boy first, before I can come and talk to these people, you just violated your action, your faith. The Lord spoke to the mourners. The baby already there. He said, well, why are you making all this ado? The little damsel is not dead, but sleeping. Well, that's an action of faith, because you are declaring something that sometimes, if you are not bold, or you are not, you don't have your faith right yet, you have no confidence to even say that. That is what I'm saying. The action of faith may be in what you say before you go to do the miracle. And that is for the ministers that wanted to do this mighty wonder. The same thing with John chapter 11, verse 39 that I'm going to. When the Lord Jesus Christ was talking to this woman, what did he say in verse 39? After he got to Martha, I said, your brother will rise again. And he got to the stone. Here is the graveyard. And there's a stone in front of it. And this is God Almighty that has all the power. You know what he said? Telling this message, take away the stone. Do you think that the Lord Jesus can blast the stone away? Well, if you can raise the dead, if God Almighty God is going to make the graves be open by his voice, and the dead will come out of that grave, he could have blasted the stone away. But see, the Holy Ghost wants you to say, because it takes some God to tell people to take the stone away. How much more, before you call the grave, anybody can speak and say whether this boy will come out of the grave. But it takes some God to say, let's roll this stone away. Or let's dig this person out of the grave, and then before we pray. If something puts somebody out that says, hey, a person that has been buried, let's go and dig him out of the grave. You know, something you tell that you are wasting our time digging this out of the grave. Before even you talk about, let's believe that when I pray for him, he is going to wake up. To dig him out of the grave, it's some bold steps. That's one of the actions that I'm talking about, because roll the stone away is an action. To even tell these people, and they say, well, gee, and the voice of reason will respond. You have to remember that. The voice of reason replied to him and said, Master, he's been dead for so many days, sinking right now. Don't roll the stone away. And then he responded to that also. So we have to remember those small steps, God requires it. Amen? God requires those small steps that look like no step at all, but they are the steps that he is looking for, that shows that you really believe what you wanted to do. Faith with action is believing. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let me go to Jehoshaphat again, because I don't want to miss any of these. We're not going to leave any stone unturned here. In the story of Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, let's see the actions of this man called Jehoshaphat with all Judah with him. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. All of us know the story of this miracle that happened when he was singing. But what we need to analyze closely is the actions that he put forward to continue to show that he believed this thing that is going to happen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Faith with action is believing. I'm going to read from verse 12. If you don't know the story, go back and read the story yourself. They said a whole band of army was coming against Judah. Once he heard it, he was scared. That was the king. So he gathered all the people together, and they came to the sanctuary, and they were praying to God, oh God, help us. And you can read the whole story. He was praying with the children and the little men. They know they are going to be dead in about 2 days if something does not happen. Because this mighty army coming to surround them, they're going to wipe them out of the face of the earth. So he went and started praying and leading all the congregation in prayer. And in verse 12, he said, oh, our God, will thou not judge these people? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. So that was the final part of his prayer. I just read that so that you can see where they were. So they have taken the first step to pray unto God. What should we do? Now you can go to verse 14. It said, then the Holy Ghost spoke through one of the Levites, Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah. And she spoke by the Holy Ghost and said, hearken ye, verse 15, All ye inhabitants of Judah, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Amen. But that is not really what we are going to point to. What I want to point to you is this, is the next verse. There is always, God is going to require an action. Amen. The action, what did God tell them? He said, the battle is not yours, but you have to go out. Amen. The battle is not yours, but you have to go out and face the enemy. Praise the Lord. He said, tomorrow, go ye down against them. So you can't be, gee, but I can't go against them. There are 40 million soldiers, and we are just 3,000. God is saying, rest, don't be afraid, but go ye out against them. So there must be action on your part. Amen. That is all I'm trying to point out. Jehoshaphat still have to take the steps of going against them. But God told him what to do. You're not going to fight. Just stand still, but you're going to have to go out against them. He didn't say, oh, just don't worry about them. Just keep doing what you are doing at home. If God said that, you should just do the same thing. But God didn't say, well, just forget about them. They are coming. Don't worry. Keep going to your work. Everybody go to work and see if nothing is happening. God didn't say that. God said, muster your soldiers. You are still going to go out against them, but you are going to see some miracles. Amen. So there should be actions. God said, hey, there's going to be action of faith. You go out against them. Stand still, but see the salvation. You are not going to fight in this battle. Verse 17. Just set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. And everybody rejoice and praise the Lord. And they rejoice and praise the Lord. And then the second day, remember sometime overnight, people forget their faith sometimes. But not these people. The second day, they rose, verse 20. They rose early in the morning and went forth to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, now, what he's going to say here may even be an action of faith. That's what I'm trying to point out. Because every step of the way, sometimes your action may be just decree or declare. If you don't declare what or express something, when the Holy Ghost puts in your mind to express it, then maybe you don't really believe. Think about that. Expressing your faith like the Holy Ghost wants to express it may be the action that you wanted to see on that last minute. Because if you don't express it, you keep it in. That means perhaps you still don't believe him. Remember that. Because here is when this is second day now, they are going out, they have called all these people, they can still be afraid. But he is the leader, so he's the captain. So he said, hey, hear me, O Judah. The Lord put this in his heart to encourage these people, because we are going to do what God said we're going to do. It look like we are foolish here. Also, but say, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. So he kind of encourages people to say, hear me. We are going to do what God said we're going to do. We're going to believe. Let's go. That's what he's saying. But that is something that may be the next action is speak to them. So that's what I want you to remember. That's when we say actions of faith, it could be in some taking some steps. And some of the steps will be just speak here. Like the Lord Jesus came to this place. He got to the place. They have called him to come and make a boy well, a girl well. And by the time he was coming, he said, oh, the girl is dead. Don't waste your time anymore. So he told the woman, don't worry, the man, don't worry, let's go. So the God there, he first spoke to the mourners. What the Holy Ghost said, speak to these mourners. And said, no, the baby is not dying, it's not dead, it's just sleeping. That is an action of faith. I'm trying to highlight every action there so that we can see sometime. It may be that thought that say, hey, you better don't say it now until this thing happens. And you agree to that, you just violated God. So that little steps is what God is saying. Action. Faith with action is believing. Now, let's look further on this story of Jehoshaphat. After he encouraged the people, verse 21 said, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. So, now you say, well, gee, God said we are not going to fight. He talked to everybody, the Levites, said, what should we do? He said, well, let's just sing. That could be another encouragement from somebody. Say, let's just sing to the Lord. Let's just sing. And he agreed, and they started singing to the Lord. And we know the rest of the story. Action of faith. The action of faith is in the speaking, is in the walking, is in doing something for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me give another testimony. Long time ago, we were in that house there. And when we decided to move to the north side, we decided to sell the house on Shea Boulevard. But it was around summer, May, June, July, the grass in front of the house was dried up. So when we decided we were going to sell the house, We say, well, gee, I need to make this grass green so that at least it will look good for the before we put for sale by owner in front. So we started watering the grass. I think July, the grass, you can pick them up and just crumble them in there. Say, gee, all these grass seems they are dead. And every night we water it to make sure that this thing gets green. And there was one night I just got frustrated. I said, Lord, I was praying every time in the night. I normally pray before I sleep out in the backyard. So one of those nights I was praying. I said, Lord, what I need is not sprinkling. We're wasting water here. I need rain, Lord. I need rain. Not just one single sprinkle. I want 3 days in a row, rain. 3 days in a row, something like that. And after I was praying my prayer, the Lord said, well, just decree something. So I just, in that night, on 10 p.m., I just decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want rain. 3 days in a row, about 3 inches of rain every day for the next 3 days, starting from tomorrow morning. And I prayed like that and declared like Lord, Holy Ghost told me to declare that. And I said, thank you, Lord. Now, that's not the action of it. That's just praying. Anybody can pray. Now, I came inside. The Holy Ghost just put in my heart that, just tell your wife, no more sprinkling on the water. So I told my wife, oh, you don't need to sprinkle water on the grass anymore. There's going to be rain tomorrow. I just said that by just expressing what I pray. I remember he said, well, there's no rain in the forecast even for this. I said, I have prayed for rain and there shall be rain by the morning light. I just spoke it like expressing faith. I don't even know, call it expression. I just spoke it because that is what the Lord put in my heart. So we went to bed, and by the a.m., we were woke up with heavy rain over and over and over again. But where is the action of faith there? The action of faith is the expression that I said it on that day. Oh, there shall be rain by the morning light because I have asked for rain. So the Lord may be saying the expression, if you are just that, don't say it to your wife until it happens. You just die, just doubted it. Because that could be what God wants to see. You could have said, I pray for the rain, and your wife went and started watering it, and the Holy Ghost said, go and tell her not to water it. And you could have said, well, voice of reason could tell you, don't say it until it happens tomorrow. Then after it happens, I pray for it yesterday. But God wanted to say it before it happened. Amen? Praise the Lord. Faith with action. Now, action may be the one that looks foolish. Say it right now before it happens. And God is looking for that. You can say it. Praise the Lord. Faith with action is believing. It's when we acted on what we say we believe, that is when God moves for us. Let's talk about the story of another man, Gideon in the Bible. Amen? Praise the Lord. Gideon in the Bible, I said, I don't want to leave any stone unturned because all these men of faith, God, in every one of them, there are little steps. This step of the action may be different from that man's step of the action. May be different from my own step of the action of faith. May be different from your own step. But for every situation where you are believing God for something, there may be a particular step you need to take. And that step may be words, it may be deeds, but there needs some step to take. And God is looking for that step. When you take that step, God will act. Praise the Lord. In the story of Gideon, Judges chapter 7, you can say, well, this man Gideon is a different case because he actually doubted and doubted and doubted and doubted, and God kept helping him. But after the last doubt, where God said, hey, if you are still afraid, go and listen to what the enemy is saying. And he went and listened to them, and they were telling dreams. And the dream confirmed that, hey, God has given this battle to Gideon. Gideon is going to win. And he had his name being mentioned in the enemy's camp. So that kind of gave him encouragement. That's not all yet. He has to now act. Amen? Is the action we are talking about, he could say, yeah, we praise God. We believe we are going to win. We believe we are going to win. And you still have to go to battle. Praise the Lord. So that is the action of what we are talking about. Because after he has heard this in verse 16 of Judges chapter 7, what did Gideon do? Now, he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. When I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. Now they have to act. So faith with the action, that's when you say, I believe. Because he has 300 people with him, and God has said, I'm going to deliver this host of millions of soldiers to your hand and your 300 men. And he was thick here, and God said, go listen. After he listened, now he say, I believe, I am strong now, then go act. Amen. God still wants to see that action. If he doesn't take the step and go after them, these people will run. But after he took the steps, he saw the win, the success. The enemy started running. Praise the Lord. Faith with action. We can go on and on and on and on. And when we talk about the action of faith, sometimes, like I said, it may be God is waiting to the last minute. It may be waiting to the last minute. And I just won't do any much just if I don't give you this other testimony. When I say God may wait to the last minute, many of you could have read it in some of my magazine. I have a few copies of my faith testimony at the table there if you want to pick one of them. In one of that testimony that I've written down was the time that we were having our first baby. And the baby was the labor. My wife was in labor for many hours. And then at the last, almost the second day, you can read the whole story because it's getting too long for me to paraphrase. I'm going to paraphrase the last part of it. The last part of it was after my wife was being in labor for hours. And it came to the part, the doctor said, gee, this is getting too long. We need to go to operation right now, C-section. The doctor just said, this has to be C-section. There's no reason for wasting time. For the health of the baby, we have to do that. And I remembered on that night that I knelt down and prayed and prayed. We have been praying. No, that's not the first time we prayed. We've been praying for 9 months. We've been praying since she has been admitted, which was yesterday. And we prayed all through. And the doctor said, gee, this thing is still not dilated. We need to go to operation right now. But see, the faith and the actions of faith, we ought to appoint to. We have belief, so we believe. But God is waiting till the last minute. That's what I want to point out. He has given us a long road, but he wanted to stretch it to the last minute because a faith that is not proven to God is still not proven. So we need to be proved and tested. That's one of the reasons why perhaps God is waiting for the last minute. But this last part, the doctor said, well, gee, we got to, that was around 4 a.m. or 2 a.m. We've got to go through C-section. He told the doctor, the nurses, go and prepare the operation table. And they were preparing the operation table. And I remember something said, doctor, can you give us 1 more hour? And the doctor said, go ahead, it takes us more than 1 hour to prepare. So, okay. Now, so after he said that, remember I knelt down and prayed, Lord Jesus, this is the last. You have 1 more hour to do this, to perform wonders for us. We don't want C-section. We don't want C-section. We've been praying for that for months. We don't want C-section. We want everything smooth and normal. But when the Lord was going to answer, this is the part I'm talking about, is the action of faith. I said I was kneeling down on the chair, by the chair, and I was talking to the Lord in prayer, and I felt the hand of the Lord patting in the body. It's going to be all right. I felt it. I felt that before. I just felt somebody patting me back. And then he put something in my eye. I said, when the doctors come back, tell them to shake it 1 more time. Well, that takes boldness. Especially when doctors say, oh, everybody thinks they are specialists. They know what they are doing. So, I was waiting for them to come back because the man said he should go set up the operation table and he went out. Somehow he went and called another doctor so that there would be a team for operation. So we waited. While we were waiting for this doctor to come back and start dismantling everything and taking the woman to go and do the operation, I was waiting. And then the nurse came with this paper. That letter said, disclaimer, no, you signed that they are not liable. So I read the paper. I didn't sign it. So the woman came back to collect the paper. I said, I can't sign it right now. Can you just, I want the doctor to come back first. But action, because whatever it is, I didn't want to sign something that I know is, we won't. I believe in God, it's not going to happen. Why am I going to sign that? Okay, go ahead and do this thing. That's why I'm signing, and you are not liable if anything goes wrong, because that was the paper they are asking me to sign. I can't sign it right now. And somehow, maybe the devil put it in the mouth of this nurse. The man will say, hey, nothing will take this baby out except surgery. Almost like what happened to Elisha the prophet. I didn't think about it. What just came out of my mouth, said, that's what you think, but God is bigger than you. It just came out of my mouth. Not that I was in anger. I just, that's what you think, but God is bigger than you. Because she was maybe offended because I didn't sign. And she said, nothing will take this baby out. It's almost like a curse, except by surgery. And I said, that's what you think, but God is bigger than you. So she went. We waited on 1 hour. Then the doctor came with the other one. They explained to us that, well, this is the right thing to do. It's been too long, and for the health of people, let's just go through this surgery. I waited for this new doctor to finish. I said, excuse me, doctor, Can you check it one more time? Kind of no sarcasm. You know how people will say, this man doesn't understand, kind of a thing. Okay, all right. He kind of laughed, all right. So I was expecting. Tell me something. And then he just, wait a minute. What is different? So praise the Lord. But what is the action of faith there? Takes it on boldness to say, check it one more time when he's telling you the result. Somewhat like when the doctor sees something on the x-ray and they say, you've got to cut it out, and you're saying, can you check another x-ray? They would look like, are you smart? This is x-ray. So that is how your action. When God says do it, you better do it. Faith with the action. That action is your action of faith. Whether it's just to speak, to express, to ask, or to do some things that God will put in your heart, don't shy away from it. Praise the Lord. When we don't shy away from it, then the Lord will do what he wanted to do, because sometimes he's waiting for that last step that he wanted to take. And when we do that, the miracles happen. Faith with action is believing. We are all men of faith. Amen. All of us are men of faith and women of faith. But God is the one that's going to do this thing, but he wanted to see that this faith works. Faith without work is dead. Praise the Lord. And we are going to pray and just thank the Lord for even bringing these things to our understanding. We're going to ask the Lord that, hey, when the voice of reasoning is trying to come in, Lord, arrest it. Because sometimes we don't know. Some of the reasoning comes, just overwhelm our action or whatever we wanted to do. A voice of doubt, like this one said, hey, I don't want to. The doubt said, take the umbrella. Doubt, you've got to knock it down. Amen? We need to remember all of those little steps and take the action of faith so that the Lord can be glorified. But God is waiting, and when we do our part and we are completely doing it to the end, I believe God will do his part. Amen? God will do his part. But if you say, well, this thing failed, if we look back, I say, we're going to stand before God one day and see that God will tell you that this is the part you didn't do. And he's going to be justified. He's going to tell you that this is the part you didn't do. He's going to be justified. But if we can search every part and see our part and say, hey Lord, help me to not fail thee. Because when we don't fail him in all these aspects of actions, of steps of faith, then God is glorified. Amen? Let's stand up our hands and let's stand to our feet right now and let's pray. Let's just pray and thank the Lord for this and pray for the Lord to guide us in the days ahead. Because we are coming to the days of miracles. Amen? Amen. The days of miracles is just about to start again. The Bible days are here. Praise the Lord. But that's why God is laying this foundation, because we are going to need miracles. We are going to give miracles. And when he says, go and give the miracle, sometimes he says, stop, talk to these guys about the same thing. And you better talk. Tell them exactly that this thing is going to happen. If you say, well, I'm not sure yet, let's go happen for it before I come and preach, then we violated him. You want us to talk, we talk. Amen? He said, the Son can do nothing of it, but what is here the Father do. So, in fact, the Lord Jesus Christ says something. He said that, it's as I hear, I judge. If the Lord says, speak first, and then go do that, you better speak first. And let us pray and ask the Lord, Lord, help us to remember this. And always to act so that the faith can be anointed and the result we are expecting is great. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for explaining some of these things to us. Thank you for these activities and exercises of faith. Thank you for all these actions of faith that you show to us in the scriptures. And many times we also need miracle for ourselves. And sometimes we believe so much. We know we believe. But we wonder why we are not getting this result. But whatever is not allowing us to get that result, voice of reasoning that we are listening to in our heart, or voice of opposition that is coming from somebody else, or voice of unbelief, or voice of doubt. Father God, we want to be able to suppress those things by our own words. Sometimes we have to counteract those voices by speaking to ourselves, the word of faith, or by speaking to the party that just said it, the word of faith. Father God, help us to remember not to deny that word, not to shy away from it, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us the boldness, Lord, and the courage to speak your word, and to speak the word that will counteract any voice of doubt, to speak to ourselves the word of faith that will counteract the voice of reasoning, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let all the glory be to Jesus. After it's all done and said, let the Lord Jesus Christ receive all the glory, because we want to be manifesting your glory in this end time, Lord Jesus, where we are going to raise the dead. We're going to make the lame to walk. We're going to make the blind to see. We're going to receive miracles and wonders. Father God, you did some wonderful miracles when you were alive. Multiplying bread for multitudes. And there are still some actions that he did. He even gave it to the disciples and said, give it to them. So the miracles were happening in the hands of those disciples. And we are disciples in this end time, Lord Jesus Christ. Let the voice of reason don't stop that miracle before we give it to the next person. For in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Quicken us, Lord Jesus Christ, and teach us more yourself. Because as the little we have said here, Lord, let it be multiplied in our hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's clap to Jesus. Clap to Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.